I can literally start immediately. A wee moment. I can start immediately. A wee moment. How you like that, dude? A wee moment. We on, baby.
You smell good. What is
it? Oh,
that?
No. Like,
fucking body wash I just started using. You're like, here, smell my arm. It's like, that doesn't smell there. Is it? Oh no. Yeah. It's because I was double fisting lotion.
You talked about before how they fucking like bolted into the wall.
They bolted. That's the worst.
It's always like, come
it's
on.
Like, dude, you know I'm
don't make
to
me get up and walk
bedroom.
With a boner from the bed to the bathroom and come back again. Please don't make me do that.
Oh, they make you do it.
They do.
You got to get a massive handful and head back. You got to get a snowball and head back obviously. To your bedroom. What you got to do? You get a snowball, put it on your chest. Like a painter. This is my palate.
I mean, I just like how God made your fingers so they store extra lotion when you need it.
True.
Fucking pop that
all
out.
Those little ribs.
Yeah,
you go,
right
in
your lotion holders, dude.
Yeah, that is truly the only time I really go hard with lotion.
Oh, man.
Hotel room.
Yeah, you have to.
What a disgusting place.
Dude, I was talking to Gardini. There is no worse feeling in the world than leaving a show and then just quietly sitting back in your hotel room at nighttime. It makes you freak out. Yeah. I don't know what I've been trying to like. All weekend, I was like, whatever, dude, it's all in my head.
And that's why I've taken to the bottle.
You have, dude, it's totally understandable.
Taking to the bottle after a show is
you just
very fun.
Numb yourself out because I will leave stone sober from a show and then you sit in a room by yourself and you're just like, oh, Jesus Christ, something's wrong.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Well, it's all truthfully, it's just the adrenaline of.
True, yeah.
It's a real weird adrenaline crash sitting back in like a shitty hotel room in Spokane, Washington. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to try to get this Netflix to work on this hotel TV. Goddamn login's not working. Who the fuck's on my Netflix?
I get freaked out because I go, I'm just in it. It's a blank canvas of time. And I go, well, what do I do now? And I go, ooh, I'll watch a YouTube video.
I know one thing I can do.
True. That's the fucking... Yeah. Or eat.
All right.
I'm like a baby.
Yeah,
I'll
then
eat.
You
I'm
wail.
Like, or I'll feed.
Then you wail out.
Yeah, that I am the whale.
Have I ever said that on here?
No.
What my bastard niece did to me?
No.
I hate her. There was the thumbnail for the whale was on TV at my sister's house. Of course, my sister told me this.
Really? Oh, she didn't even say
I
it
wasn't
to you.
There.
That's fucked.
My sister called me to go, hey, just so you know, our fucking my three-year-old niece was looking at the television queue and the thumbnail for the whale was on, which is just his fat fucking face. It looks a lot like me, especially. No, I swear to God, if it's just his face. And if you're 3 years old, she goes, Uncle Shane. I got the phone call and it was like, hey, just so you know, Zaza thought you were the whale. And I was like, all right,
respond?
Well, thanks. I just said for real. I was like, all right, good call. I'll talk to you later. Thanks. I haven't talked to you in 3 weeks.
I told you, I got my belly looks like Peppa Pig's dad.
Because of that, I haven't watched that movie.
You have to watch it.
I can't watch it, dude. If I think people think I look like the whale,
you don't
I'm not
look like
it.
The fucking whale. You have
I
to.
Know, but Zaza thought I did, dude.
I don't look like Peppa. Google Peppa Pig's dad, dude. Check out Peppa Pig's dad's belly, dude. My belly doesn't fucking look like that. What the fuck, dude? Dude, she got me Peppa Pig's dad. My breath stinks. And the other day, we're sitting there, and she like rubbed my stomach, and she goes, "What are those bumps?" I'm like, "They're pimples." She's like, "Why do you have pimples? You got to get those off."
You don't
I was
look like
I
look like Peppa Pig's dad. God damn it.
Let me see.
He has a shitty goatee like me. If I wore glasses, I'd be ruined. No, you don't look like Peppa
Pig. She said my belly looks like Peppa Pig's dad's belly.
That is your family. You got the Peppa Pig family. That's why she thinks you look like that, because the family dynamic's perfect.
It's true. No, but she said your belly specifically looks like Peppa Pig's dad's
your
belly.
Your belly doesn't look like Peppa Pig's.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I'm the whale, dude. I am the. I watched the movie and I said, that is me. That is exactly how I do it. He just talked. He just
this
talked
is to the me. Whale's thumbnail. You could see it.
That's not true.
Devastating.
Did you Google it right away? They
no, I knew exactly what it was. I've seen the fucking thumbnail.
You gotta watch the movie, dude.
I refuse
you
to watch.
You got a Captain Ahab, dude. You gotta see
I will never watch.
That's the elusive whale, dude. You have to watch it. Dude, I don't want to spoil it for you. The opening scene. Did you watch the whale?
No.
The opening scene is the best opening scene, I think, of every movie. Can I give you just the...
Better than Saving Private Ryan and Gladiator?
50 times better.
That's a terrible take.
It's more... I would say it's more hair-raising than the reenactment of Storming D-Day.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what happens?
Yeah.
Dude, the dude is fapping to gay porn right off the bat.
That's... Yeah.
And he starts having a heart attack, and someone walks in, and he's so fat, he can't close his laptop. I was on the plane, dude, dying laughing.
He's gay? The whale's gay? What the fuck? I didn't know the whale was gay.
He's gay.
It makes it worse, Zaza. You fucking.
He's fat and gay. And he's so lazy. He just talks about writing all the time.
What, that he's going to be a writer?
Off the wheel.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. I was told. Maybe I didn't even tell. I thought I told Brittany this. Maybe I didn't tell anyone, but that's why I stay in peak physical shape. So that when I'm, not if, but when I'm watching gay porn, if someone comes in, I go real quick.
Yeah, I practice all day. I go
time dude, he's like and the kid comes in, he's like, yeah, how can I help you? And the kid just watches two dudes have sex in the shower. He's like, are you okay? Dude, it's the best beginning of anything.
I don't know how this thing got on here. I can't turn it.
He has this little grabber. He picks everything up with.
Fuck.
It's the fucking funny
maybe
thing.
Maybe I will have to see. That is significantly more jarring than Dita.
Oh, dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, dude, it's crazy.
But that is good that he's gay.
It's awesome.
As far, because it's a lot easier to find dudes that'll get in there and start fucking you if you're that size.
He's having a tough time.
Oh, he can't find any bros?
No, there's no bros. He had a bro.
That's bullshit.
The whole nature of the movie is he did have a bro. And his bro.
You don't think a skinny black dude would come in there and fucking plow him?
I mean, maybe, dude.
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's thick as fuck.
He is thick as hell.
He's thick
the
as
pizza
hell.
Man, now that you say that, the pizza man's trying to smash, I think.
Is he really?
So pizza man just leaves two pies. First of all, he does two pies. He leaves two pies on obviously. His doorstep. Dude, too large on the doorstep. And the pizza man's always like, are you okay in there? And he might be having him on his dick. He's always like, he's trying to like come in the whole movie. He's like, my name is blah, blah, blah. And he's like, thank you. My name's Joy. He won't face the pizza man. And one day, I don't want to spoil the whole movie, but.
Tell me. I don't give a
the
fuck.
The pizza man, at one point, he opens the door and the pizza man is waiting. He like tricks him as if he left and he's waiting. He looks at him. He's like, oh, and just grabs his pizza and goes.
Can he walk?
Barely.
Okay.
Barely. With a walker. He can walk with a walker.
But then he just gets two pies and goes ham on him.
Bro.
I've seen clips of him feeding.
The feast. He feasts at one point. He breaks down and feasts, and it's like I was literally he was jerking off the gay porn and stuff, and I was like, whatever. He started eating. I was looking around the airport, like or the airplane, like.
I don't want anyone to see. Yeah, that was you hiding your gay porn.
Speaking of Nazis, I watched Greyhound last night on Apple TV. What's another that? Absolute crap movie.
What is it?
It's about Tom Hanks is on a. He's escorting a. Cargo fleet in the North Atlantic. Of course, World War II.
Yeah.
Why does Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg just own World War II?
They do. What else they do?
They did Band of Brothers, Pacific.
Okay.
Saving Private Ryan.
Captain Phillips.
Tom Hanks on a boat in adversity is pretty good. I'll give him that. But there's the same music for World War II that they basically. Now, when you think of World War II, you think of this music. It's like horns, like slow, like.
I was just playing
glorious,
something like
uplifting
yeah.
horns, and then like a God-fearing, reluctant hero that doesn't really want to be there. That's a
yeah.
great man. Like they went out of their way for him to be like boys with the black chef. It's a white captain on a submarine hunting vessel in the North Atlantic, and the black chef would come up and they'd pray together, and it's like, dude. Get out. Like we now he's not even allowed to be racist, this guy. This World War II murderous captain. Still have, yeah. they have to show him be like, look how great he was. Well, it's Tom, weird, dude. I don't know.
You reach that point in a lot of movies where you get to the point where the main character like encounters like a woman or a person of color and they're like, by the way, my character feels better about you than everyone else in the time.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And you know, that's the point of the movie.
And then so. Yeah.
Well, Tom Hanks has like been canonized into that. He just portrays like elite liberal values, and he gets cred for that in real life,
yeah.
which is weird. It's like how like Jean-Claude Van Damme is like a badass, Or like even Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro is the number
classic
one.
Example. Yeah. Dude, him and Al Pacino were doing like Broadway musicals. Yeah. And they're like, no, that guy's like a mob boss. He's like, no, he's not. He's a fucking actor. He's a pussy.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, that guy's tough. You don't want a problem with him.
Total pussy.
It's like you would wail on that dude.
Dude, Al Pacino was doing one of those like GQ like epic interviews where like sit like all in white in a weird thing. And Al Pacino's like, yeah, remember that, Rob? We used to do those little musicals. And he's like, eh. And he like, you could tell he was trying to change the subject.
I remember those.
He's like, yeah, I might have popped a couple of those few things. A
couple of them there, went down there, had a few pops. Just doing Tommy.
But yeah, that's weird how actors get like movie credit. Like that carries them, that follows them into real life.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, cut. And then like, Tom Hanks now is like a liberal hero.
Tom Hanks hunting, although it was making me laugh imagining underwater Nazis for some reason. They were all in submarines. That's just imagining a bunch of Nazis in submarines being true. Like, hi ho. Like, are there any Jews down here? There better not be. And then they would, the one captain of the one would get on their radio, on the Americans' radio, and just be like, you thought you could escape us? We are the Grey Wolf. We will hunt you. Ow! And then he'd be like, turn that off, God damn it. I'd be like, I ended up, like your joke, cheering for the Nazis in this movie.
Oh, my God.
I was like, dude, the Grey Wolf rules. He's talking shit.
Yeah.
He's blowing up ships and then talking shit. He's getting on their radio and be like, you thought you had us? We will kill you now. It's great.
Tom Hanks like, stop talking shit on my black chef.
Don't you dare. Oh, they killed
him. I didn't know he was black.
They killed the black chef.
Oh, yeah.
The Nazis killed, they cleansed the ship.
They sent a black.
They were like firing bullets, and one of them just hit the black chef. They killed three guys on the entire ship, and one of them was Cleveland. Cleveland got shot.
So Tom, at the end, Tom Hanks is holding his like dying body. He's like, I was always the nicest to you, right?
Wasn't it really cool how woke I was in 1946?
Remember that time like everyone was saying fucked up stuff? I was like, guys, knock it off. It's not even funny. I wasn't laughing at all.
I honor your experience. No, they dropped the black body like a depth charge.
Really?
At the Nazi sub, and they're like, ew.
Into an iceberg.
The movie ends by the Nazis being like, oh, this water is disgusting now. You ruined it, Tom Hanks.
The guy who's trying to die, and he's like, no, seriously, smacking his face. I'll never know your experience. No, come on. I need you to stay with me.
I'm
trying to win this Oscar.
Yeah, the whole, like, that interaction, it's kind of a short movie. There's no real plot. It's just the battle. But they infuse this in. They also infused him and his wife. Like the first like minute of the movie is him leaving, mm-hmm. So it's him being in love. Him being like, "I love you so much. You're the most important thing to me." And then it's just a battle for an hour and a half, and they just the wife's out. The wife's pointless.
Yeah,
it just shows you how he
loves
such a good man.
Kind of heteronormative for my taste. He should have like fucked a dude and been like, "I'm out of here."
And then Cleveland comes up and keeps trying to make him eat. He's like, "You gotta eat, Captain." You gotta eat. And for some reason, he just never eats.
Well, he hates Nazis.
But one of the bullets does come through and blow up his bacon, egg, and cheese.
What happens?
He keeps trying to make him breakfast sandwiches. And at one point, a Nazi bullet comes in and hits his breakfast sandwich. And he laughs so hard, just a Nazi, like, ha ha. Like, shooting it. Just Nazis in underwater Nazis.
In the scope, they're like, what is it? It's like, some sort of pork with cheese and egg on a delicious roll.
Cleveland is delivering it. We will get him, boys. Don't worry. They weren't even after the cargo ships. They were just trying to get Cleveland.
Write that down.
They literally killed three dudes on the entire ship. One of them was Cleveland. I wonder if they were like, mission accomplished. We did it, boys. Time to head home. The Fuhrer will be so proud.
Were they down there looking for Jews down there?
They were down at the bottom. They were under the sea.
You said that. They were like,
looking for Sebastian.
Not here.
They were looking for Sebastian the crabs, the Jew crabs. Like, is there any ha here?
They're down there looking for Jewlantis, dude. You know it's down here.
It's too wet. It's wet down here. I can't do a Jew. Can't do a Jewish accent.
You're good at German. Yeah.
Hold on. God, it's so wet down here. I can't do it.
That's how Atlantis ended.
Atlantis is like, it's too wet. It's humid all the time.
There's too many mermaids in this neighborhood.
Now, once the mermaids moved in, now we, you know, we collect their rent, but we don't like living with them.
That was my,
But no, I watched Adam Sandler's new Halloween movie?
Dude, I started watching that.
It rules.
It was awesome. I started watching that when I was in California, dude. It was fucking so funny.
It was hilarious.
It really was.
I couldn't believe it was hilarious.
I honestly was going in with low expectations. I was being a bit of a hipster, and I was
everything he makes fucking Sandler, sucks.
Same thing. Dude, I was watching that being like, this is fucking
funny. What are you shaking your fucking head at, dude?
Adam Sandler's a god.
Oh, I thought you were going to criticize us. I was going to say, it's like, Adam Sandler's like white people's Tyler Perry. Every black person must see like little Nicky and be like, what the fuck is this?
They think this is good? Yeah.
Yes. It's hilarious.
He is white Tyler Perry for sure.
I also, while watching it, realized every character he's ever done is just a retarded guy.
I know.
Like 100%. Like this whole movie is based on a retarded guy that like believes in Halloween. Dude, the movie's good.
I got to watch the rest of it. I watched the beginning of it, and I was like, dude, how the fuck? So I'm thinking about him writing this, and I'm like, dude, they're just so funny. 'Cause his movies are really formulaic when you watch them.
For sure.
But it's like, dude, it was so fucking funny in the very beginning, watching him just fucking on the bicycle, dodging.
Doing the tricks?
Dude, when he was a robot in the thing, dude, I was like,
I was like, this is incredible.
I was like, that was awesome.
Because that was like the first scene.
Yeah.
And then he started doing that, and I was like, because I was hate watching it as well.
Yeah.
I was like, let's check out this corny bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was with Tommy, and he was like, no, turn it off. And I was like, let's just watch it for a second. And then he did the robot thing, and we were both like, ah! just dying laughing.
Yeah, man, that was like, and you just think of it too, like.
Instant classic.
I mean, if you think about a dude on a movie set. People are
going to be so mad that we like it.
I don't care, man. You think about a guy on a movie set, and they're like, all right, go, do a take. And he was fucking hitting it with all the other machines. And I'm like, that's fucking impressive, dude. Yeah. I mean, you know, the guy's been at it for a while.
And him getting scared. Wait, did you even see him?
No.
Oh, dude. There's a line in that.
The guy hides in the thing.
And he gets scared constantly. That's like, it's part of his charm. He's an easy scare.
He did make the little Mickey face.
That's why he loves Halloween, dude. And the way he talks. Look, guys.
It's genuinely funny. I was watching it like, I was the same thing. Like, yeah, put it on. And then I started watching. I'm like, that's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Sandman's the best. He's been perfecting his craft, dude. He's might be the best retarded guy in terms of Hollywood.
He might be the best at playing a retarded guy, for sure.
Doing it funny, not serious. I don't know if he could. Has he ever done a serious?
He has. He's got some serious ones where he also played a retarded guy.
Which one?
Like Rain Over Me. That was good.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was a guy who went retarded after his family died in 9/11.
Damn, really?
Who just sat in his room and played video games all day.
Pretty tight.
Yeah. He'd be like, stop saying that. Like, he had like headphones on. He's just retarded. They're like, he's worth a ton of money, and his family wants it. He's like, I'll give it to you, all right. Like, just
You can't, ride a scooter. If your family dies in a terrorist attack, you can't become autistic or the terrorists win.
Exactly.
You got to stay.
You have to go salt life. You got to
stay neurotypical, dude. Otherwise, the fucking.
You have to salt life. No, there was a line in that was like, most of it was like corny, funny. Mm-hmm. Like, it was fun. It was a fun flick for everybody.
It was a romp, dude. It's KJ, just a fun it was one of the romp. Classics. KJ was
Kevin
in,
James,
playing
dude.
The cop. Who else was in there? I saw a couple.
Tim Meadows, hilarious.
Meadows in there.
Everything Tim Meadows does, I think, is hilarious.
Yeah, that was a classic cast. Dude.
What a fucking cast.
That was they were the dudes who were the movie dudes before.
I wish I was kidding, and this movie sucked. And I was just trying to trick you into admitting you liked it,
dude. I'm telling you, there's no tricking me.
The movie fucking rules.
I enjoyed it, and also too, like you know, I just watched the first episode of Lost in Space the other day. Fucking awesome, dude.
Which one's that?
It's just a show on Amazon, I think, or Netflix, one of them.
There's a line in this Halloween movie so Ray Liotta's in it. You get to Ray Liotta.
Yeah, he was great, dude.
He's just like a weird bully to him. Everybody just bullies this character. But Ray Liotta is at a funeral. Did you see that part? Mm-mm. So his dad's dead or something? Mm-mm. And so his dad dies at the beginning of the movie, and then you kind of forget about that character, and then you see him at a haunted house, like a fun haunted house, and he like comes out with this like young black chick, and they're like laughing. She's like, "That was so much fun." He's like, "Oh my god, that was so much fun. It almost makes me forget that I had to bury my father today." Anyway, great joke.
Damn, I knew this podcast would pinnacle at us being like Doyle rules.
That's it.
Did you ever see Wedding Singers? Dude, remember that part of it?
This is it.
That's the thing.
We're done with politics. Now it's strictly under reviewing movies.
Yeah. Well, now it's just being like, oh, dude, fucking. Remember that part of Wedding Crashers? That's like stock dudes who like don't have original funny thoughts. Or just wait for a funny movie.
I had
to
come that.
Out and just be like. Yo, dude.
I mean, that's all we had. YouTube was not really out
true.
Yet.
True.
Vine, you know, there was no Vines.
Yeah.
There was no funny internet memes. All you had was, you just, I love lamp.
After the ninth cup of ice, dude, they're probably like, yo, bro.
Yeah, what we the got fuck a problem. Is this guy doing? We got a problem.
We got a shooter, dude.
Yeah, that's a problem. But no, I did break up the cacophony, or the, well, not cacophony, Jesus Christ, the, just the awful monotony. Day, monotony.
Yeah.
By your recommendation, because there was a movie theater right there.
You saw Jumanji, bro?
I saw the movie Jumanji.
The all new Jumanji?
At 1 p.m.
Instant classic. Instant cult classic.
You told me that you liked that movie.
Loved it.
And I got to tell you, that's the worst. That's one of the dumbest fucking things you've ever said.
On what metrics? It was just fun.
Jumanji sucked. Dude. I hate fun movies.
It was so fun.
I don't want to hear about fun movies. I love
a good
movies.
Romp, dude. I just want a good romp through the jungle.
That movie sucked. It's so bad. You can't explain how bad that movie is.
It was so fun. I had so much fun watching that.
I don't think kids will like that movie. I
watched it next to a bunch of little kids. They loved it.
I watched it with three other men that were also there by themselves.
All on nine cups of iced coffee from Panera.
We all sat in a row. We all sat three in a row. It was really funny. Just all behind each other.
That's hilarious. This is like a totem pole of fucking chubby white dudes.
Three lonely dudes, dude. All just at 1 p.m. on a Monday doing nothing.
It was just three flashers.
We all jerked off together. But, so I left Jumanji, really bummed at this point.
Really?
That was, even, I couldn't believe it. I saw that.
That was so funny.
It was either that or the 1517 to Paris.
I don't know what that is.
I think I'm getting the numbers wrong, but it's about these dudes that stopped a terrorist attack in Paris.
You can watch troops. Dudes magically transported into the jungle through a video game.
Yeah, and I should have watched, but Clint Eastwood directed the other thing. And he used the actual guys who did it to play the main characters.
How?
They, you know.
The oldest
just,
fuck.
No. It just happened.
Oh, really?
Like a couple years ago.
I just assume you're talking about World War I.
No, I think it was some fucking Muslims got a little rowdy, tried to get an AK out, and a white dude like speared him.
Sounds like something Clint Eastwood would direct. Eastwood
was like, all right, we need to get the guy who actually did it.
Holy shit.
It looks so bad. It looks really bad.
Really?
Bad enough that I chose Jumanji. Knowing what Jumanji was.
Oh, those dudes on motorcycles, dude.
Oh, my God. I
and
can't.
The guy with cannot, the coming out of his ears. That was great.
Shut the fuck up. You it was so fun. You actually like it.
I had fun watching it, yeah. I mean, it's corny.
Were you high?
Yes, I did. You were high. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, dude, So I went
Try
into
fucking nine cups of iced coffee and then watch it.
Yeah, I secretly munched a gummy and went there with my girlfriend.
Right,
and
that would be fun.
I went into the bathroom and I remember like in the middle of the movie, it was funny because I'm like, I got a pee. She's like, you're going to miss it. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I can walk out for 20 minutes of Jumanji. And
I took a shit during Jumanji.
I went into the bathroom and I was sitting here and I was just like, started wondering. I'm like, dude, when did they split up girls and boys bathrooms and what the fuck happened? Because that's fucking mayhem to think about. You can't have them together.
Yeah?
It would be instant dude peeks over the stall. As soon as a girl sat for down sure. to pee, the guy would just be like, whoop, right over.
Yeah.
Or just like constant fucking like little footsie moves. Like you couldn't do it.
No.